朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们今天早上也看一下第二方面是什么。
And yet I want to pause this morning to look at a second aspect that is recorded
十二节
that is recorded in the 12th verse.
耶稣说要做比这更大的事。
Jesus spoke of in the 12th verse that you will do greater things than these.
下面他说了一句什么话
And yet what does he immediately follow by saying?
因为我要往父那里去。
He says that because I am going to the Father.
从语句上从文法看这个因果关系非常的明显。
And I think from a logical and from a grammatical point of view, you can see the cause-effect relationship here.
换句话说，因为我往父那里去，所以你们就可以做那更大的事。
In other words, because I am going to the Father, therefore you can do greater things.
但是我们深入看这一句话。
But yet if we were to take a closer look at these words,
我们发现主耶稣这句话语焉不详。
It seems that there's not it seems that Jesus in a very real way is throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
什么意思说主耶稣要去父那里，所以你们可以做更大的事。
What does he mean that if he goes to the Father, you can do greater things then?
这句话不清楚。
It doesn't seem that he's being very clear here.
句法很清楚。
Although, from a grammatical point of view, we can understand it.
Logical 逻辑很清楚
and the logic is clear.
所以在这里我们看见，好像明白，又好像不了解。
And seemingly, on the one hand, we understand, and yet there's a lot of puzzlement that we bring to this.
如果十三节到十五节解释十二节的上半段
，and if we were to see that verse 13 following describes the former section of verse 12,
那么十六节、十七节就是解释十二节的后半段。
I think that you would see verse 16 and 17 being an exposition of the latter part of verse 12.
什么叫做因为我到父那里去
？What does it mean that I will go to the Father?
因为我到父那里去，然后。圣灵要下来
Because it says that when I go to that Father's place, that the Holy Spirit will then come down.
好不好请各位看十六章第七节
Chapter 16, verse 7. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
他这里很清楚地告诉我们说他去是有一个换班他去了圣灵要来
And we see that there's a very clear promise that there's a change of shift. When Jesus goes, a new person will come, the Holy Spirit will come.
换句话说，主耶稣这里告诉我们说，他到父那里去，等于圣灵从父那里来。
In other words, what I think Jesus is saying that it is equal for him to go to the Father, as in that the Holy Spirit will then come.
请我们回到十四章。
But then let us then turn back to chapter 14 that we have just looked at.
在这个地方，耶稣说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。”等等，在这个地方，我们看见主耶稣基督提到圣灵。
And here we see in verse 16 following Jesus making direct reference to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，大概大家记得我在这里曾经提到，约翰福音和前面三本福音很明显的不一样。
Perhaps you remember that in times past I have mentioned a marked difference between the first three Gospels and the Gospel of John.
马太、马可、路加在神学上，他们叫做福类圣经或者对观圣经。对观福音。
Theologically speaking, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are referred to as the synoptic gospels.
这三本 synoptic gospel 福类福音书，在彼得要写约翰福音的时候，已经流传的相当的广。
And that these three synoptic gospels had already been in existence for quite some time when John picked up his pen to write his gospel.
我相信约翰有感动要写约翰福音的时候
I believe that as John was moved to write his gospel,
他 一定参考马太、马可、路加。
I am sure that he made reference to or he examined the first three gospels.
所以他收集的内容，他所甚至他所用的词都是精选过。
And so that the material that he chose to use was something that he diligently processed through and made a conscious choice.
十六节、十七节介绍圣灵，只有约翰这样讲，马太、马可、路加、保罗、彼得、雅各都没有这样讲过。
And we see here in verse 16 and 17 words that are recorded exclusively only in the Gospel of John.
保惠师只有约翰用。
And we see here that this counselor used here by John is something that is used only in the Gospel of John.
虽然在这个地方我们看见保惠师和真理的圣灵它是相通是相同的。
And although we see the direct correlation between the Holy Spirit and this comforter or this advocate,
但是重点和意义不一样。
I think that the point of emphasis and the strong, the emphasis is different.
两千年教会的历史。
And I think for the 2,000 years of church history subsequently,
对圣灵有两种极端的看法。
I think that there are two opposite extremes with regard to the Holy Spirit that has been taken.
一方面，过分夸张圣灵的工作。
On the one hand, we see a certain extreme in which the works or the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are exaggeratedly emphasized.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵的时代。
This is an age, the age of the Holy Spirit.
我们要看重圣灵的工作。
I believe that we have to emphasize the works of the Holy Spirit.
我们要经历圣灵的能力。
We have to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要小心。
And yet, at the same time, we have to be careful.
所有的异端是从一端而来的。
That all heresies come from taking extremes.
一端很容易变成异端。
That extremes are very easily to become heresies.
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，我们要过平衡的真理的生活。
And the Bible reminds us that we have to live a life.Of truth and balance.
但是相对的，我们发现今天有人却忽视了圣灵的工作。
And yet, on the other extreme, we see people that seemingly have already written off the works of the Holy Spirit.
中国有一句成语叫“因噎废食”，因为打嗝就不吃饭。
There's a saying in Chinese that you throw out the truth or you get rid of the truth along with everything else.
是不是人家打嗝？我们就不吃饭呢?
Is it the case that because other people do that, that we also follow suit?
今天很多时候对圣灵的工作我们基督徒犯的毛病就在这里。
And that many times we as Christians fall into this trap exactly.
保惠师是什么意思?
Who is the advocate or what is the meaning of the advocate or the counselor?
我刚才说保惠师只有约翰他一个人用。
There we see that I mentioned that John was the only one that made reference to this counselor.
在福音书他四次用这个字。
And that within his gospel, four times, he uses this particular term.
在他的书信约翰一书用过一次。
And that in his epistles, he uses it one time.
但是非常有意思。
And yet very interestingly,
四次在福音书是指圣灵。
That the four times that it is recorded within his gospel, it is made reference to the Holy Spirit.
一次在书信约翰一书二章一节用这一个字保惠师是指耶稣。
And yet the one time that it occurs within his epistle in the second chapter, verse 1, it is in reference to Jesus Christ.
中文把它翻成中保。
The Chinese, the translation is different.
An
advocate.
成为一个中间人
that he becomes a go-between.
所以我们在这里看见这个字保惠师这个字约翰有两个不同的用法。
And so we see John using two different things or two different ways to describe, to define this.
那么到底这个是什么意思？
And yet, what exactly is the meaning of the word here?
就是被差来站在我身旁的一个帮助者。
It is means that somebody that is sent to stand beside me to help me.
有人把它翻译成 intercessor, 代祷代祷的人。
Some have translated it intercessor.
有人把它翻译成传译者 interpreter, 好像好像我们。
Some have, others have translated as interpreter.
也有人把它翻译成这个辩护的律师。
Others have translated it as defense counsel.
也有人把它翻译成今天青少年团契的辅导。
And then others have translated it as counselor.
约翰在书信和福音书不同的角度来描写。
And yet we see John from two different vantage points making reference or recording it here.
中保是什么意思?
What exactly is the meaning of an advocate?
是在上帝的面前,在上帝的面前替我们说话的那一位。
Somebody that stands before the face of God interceding or speaking on our behalf.
什么叫圣灵是保惠师呢?
What does it mean when the Holy Spirit is that advocate?
是在信徒的旁边代表上帝来帮助我们的那一位。
That Holy Spirit that stands beside the believer that helps us with the power of God to live victoriously.
所以这个保惠师这个词有向着上帝也向着人这两方面说的。
So we see two different characteristics of this advocacy, one toward God and one toward the believer.
我举一个例子。
Let me give an example to show them.
有一次我跟诗班的同工们讲。
One time I shared with the co-workers in the choir.
我说你们要记得你们侍奉的身份。
I said you have to remember your position as ministers.
你们的侍奉有双重的身份。
And that in a very, in a real sense, your, ministry is two-pronged.
一方面是先知，一方面是祭司。
That on the one hand you are to be a prophet,And yet, on the other hand, you are to be a priest.
什么叫做先知呢?
What does it mean to be a prophet?
请注意哦，在人的面前代表上帝就是先知。
And that is somebody that stands before man representing God.
传道人有先知的地位。
We see that ministers have the office or the role of a prophet.
因为我们今天在人的面前代表上帝。
Because we represent God before mankind.
祭司是什么呢?
And yet, what is a priest?
在上帝的面前代表人。
That is standing before God in representation of mankind.
在上帝的面前献祭。
That before God offering up our sacrifices.
代表这些弟兄姊妹把祭献在上帝。
On behalf of all of the brothers and sisters bringing our sacrifices to God.
换句话说，诗班的职分是什么呢？
Then exactly what is the office or the function of the choir?
带着会众来敬拜上帝。
To bring along brothers and sisters in their worship of God.
另外一方面是把上帝的信息带给会众。
On the other hand, to bring the message of God to the brothers and sisters.
诗班的这一个侍奉是一个非常神圣的一个侍奉。
I believe that it is very sacred ministry that the choir holds today.
我盼望你能够今天下午参加诗班。
I strongly encourage you to be a part of the choir in this church.
参加这个先知和祭司这样的一个很神圣的侍奉。
To be a part of that priestly ministry and that prophetic ministry that the choir plays.
他们需要蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，而在教会里面现在没有侍奉的人能够加入这个诗班一起侍奉。
Need people that have are true believers that aren't already carrying a lot of other various ministries to be a part of that ministry.
圣灵保惠师就是耶稣的替身。
We see that that Holy Spirit, that counselor, is the replacement for Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在地，道成肉身，受到时空间的限制。
We know that Jesus Christ coming on earth, becoming the Word, becoming flesh,suffered or was put within the confines of space and time.
圣灵来了，突破时空间，能够让福音从耶路撒冷一直到地极。
And yet we know that the Holy Spirit coming has broken the bonds of that space and time, allowing the gospel to go forth from Jerusalem to the utter ends of the earth.
下面讲到真理的圣灵。
We see also a description there given of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth.
在约翰福音16章13节告诉我们说，真理的圣灵要帮助我们明白一切的真理。
There in chapter 16, John also speaks of the Spirit of truth will cause us or bring us into an understanding of truth.
在教会历史里面
，we see within the confines of church history，
我们看见高举圣灵常常有一个危险是在哪里？
We see that oftentimes in exalting the Holy Spirit, unseemingly a danger enters in.
把神的灵和神的话分隔开。
That a division is made between the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
我没有时间多讲这一方面。
Well, I don't have time to further enunciate this point.
但是让我特别再强调，我们今天可以为主做更大的事。
But yet I want to emphasize that we.For Jesus Christ can do greater things.
一方面求主给信心。
May God on the one hand grant us the faith.
一方面求圣灵临到我们每一个人的身上。
On the other hand, may the Holy Spirit come upon each of us.
十二节告诉我们说我们要做更大的事。
Here it tells us in verse 12 that we are to do greater things.
但是请注意13节、14节，耶稣说：“你们奉我的名求，我父就要成就。”那个成就在原文也是做的意思。
And we see in verse 13 and 14 that if we ask the Father will do. The two words are the same in the original.
十二节我做。
In verse 12, it speaks of us as doing or I as doing.
13、14节是主做。
We see that in verse 13 and 14, the Lord doing.
今天更大的事，就是在我做和主做的配合之下做成的。
And that greater thing that is to be done today is the point at which the Lord's doing and my doing join together.
弟兄姊妹，我个人一个很强的神学的一个信仰。
Actually, a very strong theological belief that I hold to personally.
我相信今天在耶稣基督里面，神人可以合一。
That within Jesus Christ today, God and man can be unified.
就今天很多人忽略了下面一句话。
And yet many people avoid or don't pay attention to the next phrase.
我们今天也可以在耶稣基督里面，神人能够合作。
That in Jesus Christ, God and man can cooperate.
上个礼拜我在这里提出这样的一个报告。
Last Sunday, I made reference to this announcement.
弟兄姊妹，我一个人没有办法做到。
But yet me and myself are unable to accomplish this on my own.
需要圣灵帮助我。
That I need the Holy Spirit to help me.
但是我更需要全个教会在主的面前一起来。
And I also need all brothers and sisters within this church to join together for this common goal.
我盼望在 Greater Boston 这一带，我们先讲我们的同胞中国人。我们盼望中国人在这一带都有机会，起码听到福音一次。
And I hope that in the Greater Boston area, at least the Chinese population of this area have the opportunity to at least hear the gospel once.
我希望前面两三年，我们能够有一些小的队到 Chinatown, 到唐人街去发单张。
I hope that in the coming years, small groups can be formed to go to different areas, to Chinatown, to hand out testimonies and leaflets.
我也盼望我们在主的面前，如果神怜悯，能够在最近的将来，我们能够在这一代能够有电视的福音节目。
And I hope that also, if the Lord is merciful with us, we can begin a TV ministry here in this area.
感谢主，上个礼拜有人听了那篇信息以后，包了一包奉献，说李牧师，这是为将来 TV program 的一个奉献。
Praise the Lord that after mentioning it last Sunday, somebody came up after the service with an envelope saying that this gift was given toward that future TV ministry that we are to begin.
我打开来一看，里面是$200。
Opening it, I saw $200.
我不知道现在行情是什么。
I don't know what the going market is today.
我不晓得今天要上电视，一分钟是要多少钱。
I don't know the cost of 1 minute.Of television time.
但是为着福音的缘故，我们愿不愿意费财费力？
And yet, for the sake of the gospel, are we willing to give of our resources, of our energies?
我希望我们教会有一半的弟兄姊妹 可以做个人布道的。
That over one half of brothers and sisters within this church can be active in personal evangelism.
但是让我们在主的面前彼此配合，也跟圣灵来配合。
And yet let us work mutually together as along with the Holy Spirit.
好吧，我盼望弟兄姊妹回家，如果你有诗歌的话，这个礼拜有机会唱123首，我们就不在这里唱。
That if you have the opportunity in this coming week and you have a hymnal at home, that you would sing, hymn number 123.
但是让我们记得约翰福音14:12主耶稣的应许。
But yet let us not forget the promise that Jesus Christ gave to us in John the 14th chapter, the 12th verse.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。